The optimum planting date in the Corn Belt is April 20th through May 12th, but the unusually warm conditions late this winter and early this spring are causing corn growers to consider planting early. Conditions in the Corn Belt are really good right now, according to Wiffles Hybrid's product development manager, Bob Jackson, and he says there can be some benefits to planting early.
Some of the benefits of planting early are that you get your later fields planted more timely, so you don't have anything that is planted late and getting a yield penalty because of a late planting date. Another benefit of planting earlier is a lot of times you can have more field drying occur, and so you don't have to deal with wet crops in the fall. And I guess a big issue that with early planting is a lot of times you're going to get pollinated earlier and not have to deal with those heat stresses that can occur in late July and early August.
Growers won't necessarily see improved performance or higher yields with earlier planting, Jackson says. University trials don't show any yield benefit from March and early April planting compared to mid-April to late April planting. In most years, Jackson says growers won't see a benefit from planting early. In fact, he says there are some risks of early planting.
Warm weather can get your plants growing very quickly and get them established fine. And as I look it out for the 14-day forecast, things still look pretty great right now. You can get things up and growing. What I get concerned with is getting those cold pounding rains that can occur later on before the crop has emerged. Or once the crop is up, we could still have a hard freeze. Yes, I know corn is supposedly safe till that B5 time frame, but if it gets cold enough and we get temperatures where it's not just a frost but a true freeze, we can still freeze that growing point that's below the ground. So that corn plant not necessarily as safe as some people believe.
If there was a wide-scale need to replant, Jackson says there would be some challenges because of the tight seed supply this year. It would be hard for growers to get their first-choice hybrids as replant options, he says. That's just one challenge.
Secondly, most crop insurances have certain dates in their policies that would say when you can legally plant. If you plant before those, you might not be able to get the benefits of your crop insurance. The other thing about replanting is if you have to do it and the frost occurs, let's say, May 1st, you could be planting after the ideal planting date. You could actually have a yield reduction because you could have a late planting because of a frost.
Jackson recommends waiting to plant because the risk of unpredictable weather outweighs the possible benefits of planting early. When growers see rain or cold temperatures coming, Jackson says instead of rushing to get the rest of the acres planted, it's best to park the planter and wait for those conditions to pass. All in all, he suggests growers hold off a little while longer. Reporting for Wiffles Hybrids, I'm Shanika Reinecke.